analysis of recent events in Iran. In this program, we look at how Western governments have planned to stoke unrest in Iran, doing everything in their power to encourage rioting in the country. Please stay with us. Recent events in Iran have become a pretext for Western governments to interfere in Iran's internal affairs and to pour fuel on the fire of unrest in the country. During the past 43 years, the enemies of the Islamic Revolution have used all opportunities and all means at their disposal to attempt to oust the Islamic Republic. In addition to the policy of promoting Iranophobia, both within the region and the wider world, they have also tried to smear the Islamic Republic, sullying Iran's reputation and portraying a very negative image of Iran through the media outlets that they control. It is obvious that the United States of America, Canada and Britain, and some other European countries are trying to bring about a velvet revolution or a colored revolution in the Islamic Republic, doing everything they can to cause unrest in the country. The enemies of Islam have used all sorts of pretexts and all manner of techniques to create a crisis within the country, including defending women's rights, human rights, how elections are held, the vetting of candidates, and creating doubt with regards to how votes are counted or tallied. Anything which can be used to split the population or create divisions and discord among the people is fair game, as far as the enemies of Iran are concerned. All these techniques and many more have been used at some point during the past 43 years to generate unrest within the Islamic Republic. The enemies are constantly watching out for an opportunity to present itself to stoke more riots and demonstrations. They plan meticulously for the next riot in Iran. Virtually all democratic nations face demonstrations and unrest, usually caused by the poor economic performance of their government, or soaring prices and soaring inflation, which outstrip wage increases quite easily, or rising unemployment, etc. But these demonstrations and protests are usually handled quite well and governments respond to the demands of their people. The Islamic Republic of Iran is the most democratic country in the West Asia region. In the first year after the victory of the Islamic Revolution in 1979, no less than 5 elections and referendums were held, with the Iranian people casting their ballots in the ballot box at least 5 times in less than a year. The first of these was a national referendum on the type of government and governing system that we should have. The second was a nationwide election to determine the members of the Assembly of Experts of the Constitution. The third was a national referendum on a draft constitution drawn up for the Islamic Republic. The fourth was a nationwide presidential election. And the fifth was a nationwide parliamentary election to elect members of the Iranian parliament, the Majlis. It is worth noting the unprecedented nature of the first referendum in post-Islamic Revolution Iran. In no other revolution in the world's history have the people been asked to vote in a national referendum to determine the type of government and the type of governing system that they should have just 50 days after the victory of the revolution. The democratic credentials of the Islamic Republic are quite clear. In the 43 years which have passed since the victory of the Islamic Revolution, more than 40 nationwide elections have been held in the Islamic Republic. Few countries can match this level of participation by the general public in the running of their country. But it is also worth noting that some of the least democratic countries of the world are also located in West Asia, neighboring Iran. These dictatorial and totalitarian regimes, many of them absolute monarchies, do not have the support of a majority of their own populations. And yet, they invade Yemen and have killed hundreds of thousands of Yemeni men, women and children with weapons supplied to them largely by the United States of America and Britain. These same ruthless dictatorial regimes, neighboring Iran, have murdered dissident journalists and have imprisoned political activists and women's rights activists. But so-called defenders of human rights in the West have kept silent on these dreadful crimes. Western governments have failed to condemn these crimes, giving these dictatorial regimes, who happen to be client states of the West, just a simple slap on the wrist. The Islamic Republic of Iran, of course, is treated very differently by the West, which shamelessly pursues double standards in the West Asia region. Britain and the United States, in collaboration with certain dictatorial regimes of West Asia, have established dozens of Persian language broadcasters who air disinformation and lies and give a very biased coverage of events in Iran. Broadcasters like Iran International, BBC Persian, VOA, Voice of America, and Manotor. The purpose of these broadcasts is to cause a rift between the Iranian people and their government and to create unrest in the country. Every pretext is used to stoke tension and unrest within the Islamic Republic. The tragic and untimely death of a young Iranian woman, Mahsa Amini, was used to bring about unrest in the country under the guise of defending women's rights. It is worth noting that an autopsy and coroner's report in relation to the tragic death of this young woman states quite clearly that no acts of violence of any kind have played a part in the death of this young woman. In fact, according to the coroner's report, Mahsa Amini had a history of stroke and heart attacks, and this was what ultimately caused her death after she went into a coma. Concurrent with Mahsa Amini's death in mid-September, a horrific act of terrorism in Kabul, Afghanistan, claimed the lives of dozens of young girls and children. Rather shamefully, not one Western government or Western human rights organization expressed any sympathy or any condolence to the families of the victims of this horrific terrorist attack. This tragedy in Afghanistan apparently went unnoticed by Western governments and Western human rights organizations. However, mainstream Western media, including the Persian language broadcasters which go on air in London, have given maximum media coverage to events in Iran, as usual, putting out misinformation and outright lies and pouring fuel onto the fire of unrest. In just about any country in the world, the police and security forces arrest rioters and those who damage public or government property. Just about every night, police forces throughout Europe arrest rioters and demonstrators who damage public or government property. But when Iranian police and security forces do the same, this is somehow seen as unconventional or something unusual. The Islamic Revolution in Iran triumphed in a two-polar world. We overcame both the East and the West. The Islamic Revolution triumphed with the support of the Iranian people, and this support remains steady and steadfast up until this day.